Welcome back to another episode of Warren's World. I'm your host, Maurice, DJ Reese, whichever you prefer to call me. So for today's topic, I'll be talking about my experience in WCTV and all of the things that made me interested, my favorite position, what's hard about it, you know, all that good stuff. So one of the questions I have actually been asked was, what made me interested in joining WCTV or, you know, the TV class? I think one of my favorite things about being in it was that, you know, you have a lot of more freedom to do what you want. I mean, you get the same experience in radio because I am in radio as well. But one of my favorite things about that made me interested in it was, you know, I like being the cameraman. I like being behind the scenes. I don't mind being in front of a camera. That's not what I'm saying. But it's also one of my favorite things because I feel like I've always wanted to be a TV producer. I've always wanted to be someone who records music videos for celebrities and stuff like that. But, you know, that's a long-term goal of mine, to be able to record for certain people. Even if right now I'm only, you know, sometimes I do technical director, which is, you know, switching between the cameras and adding the graphics and all the other stuff. And being one of those, you know, technical director is kind of, I guess I can say it's my favorite position because you are the control. You are second in control after the director, because technical director is the person who's switching between cameras and all of that. And today being, you know, Monday, we did have a show today and I was audio engineer, my second favorite position. But I know that although I'm still like, I have like different positions, like I'm not saying these are my only positions, but I think one of the things about being in audio is that you sometimes you get to add music if you want to in the shows, but it's also one of those hard things too that sometimes can stress you out. But that's kind of a part of the job, which is why I kind of enjoy it, because I would rather have problems that I liked rather than problems I didn't like. And you know, when I mess up, I mean, which we all mess up, I think that's just a part of the whole routine of being in WCTV, because if I didn't mess up, I don't think I would have learned as much as I would have now. So, and one of my other questions is it hard? I don't think being in WCTV at all or doing the positions are hard. I think the only hard part is what you make it hard. I think if you don't ask enough questions, you won't get the answers that you want or the questions that you really need answers to. So being in WCTV has taught me, one, that, you know, it's, you can make things hard for yourself by not asking questions, or you can be the person who's, you know, asking questions and stuff like that. But I think one of my most difficult times in being in WCTV was probably when I started out. But as you start out, it does seem a little overwhelming and a little bit intense. I feel like that's just a part of the whole job. But if I didn't really take the class, I don't think I would have learned so much as I do today, because now that I'm in radio and TV, I know a lot about audio related things, and I know about, you know, camera things. I know about all the good things that can help me build my career. And both of them being a college course class makes it even more fun, because you know that you're getting a college credit behind the class. And if they weren't college credits, I think I wouldn't have mattered at all, because I actually find enjoyment in them. And one of the funniest things actually that I've learned from it is in WCTV is that, or just being in TV in general, it's, you look at movies differently than you probably would have a year ago or before taking the class. But when you think about it, you have to worry about headshots, you have to worry about graphics, you have to worry about your audio, you have to worry about so many things. But those things kind of teach you how to, you know, even if you don't want to be a director or TV producer, or maybe you want to be someone who enjoys the YouTube kind of style things, you learn those things from, you know, TV. And that's why I think it's so cool being in the class, even if I wasn't going to be a director. And my dream job is to be a TV producer, because I'd love to produce a, you know, either if it was an Ellen show, that'd be great too, because that's kind of one of my dreams. But one of my passions mainly in doing WCTV is that I want to just be able to make a career out of what I'm doing right now. If long term I can make a life where I am a TV producer, or not even a TV producer, or just being an audio engineer, or, you know, something like of the sort that's related to TV, or if I really want to, you know, step outside of the TV field, I'll go back to radio and, you know, learn all about, you know, the news, the sports, and all that good stuff. Because either way, TV and radio are kind of related to each other, because they are the reason I'm kind of in the class at all, because, well, it's hard to choose between the two because I both enjoy, you know, radio, music, all that good stuff. And I also enjoy, you know, being a cameraman and being a technical director, like I said. But I think those things still make it possible for me to enjoy the things that I want to go towards, like the careers I want and stuff like that. So thank you for joining in on this Warren's World. I am your host, Maurice Reese, DJ Reese, whichever you prefer to call me. And I'm going to send it over to Trey.
I'm about to count how many times we mess up.
This is 91.1 WEDM, and it's Tram back here with another Warren's World, and I'm here with
Unique.
A Unique, what club are you part of or activity?
I'm part of Yearbook.
So like, what drew your interest to Yearbook?
I found out about Yearbook and like how I was able to get into it last year, because the teacher that's like a part of it, or the, like I guess you could say in control of it, I had her as a journalism teacher, and that's how I found out about it. I have found out about it through my journalism teacher, and I thought it was real interesting because they had a spot for photography. I like photos. That's what I do.
Yeah. Like, what are the jobs in Yearbook?
Well, photographer. We have like 3 photographers, but really everybody does it. And then we have people that are responsible for going to certain games, for certain clubs and stuff. And we also have people that are in charge of like editing the papers and coming up with the design, making sure everything's in before the deadlines. That's really it.
And so for Yearbook, because everything will go in Yearbook after like the end of the year or whatever. So like, is there like main focuses of groups and clubs that you guys try to focus on more, or you guys try to kind of balance every club out?
Honestly, you know how Warren's set up, you know, they always pay attention to certain things more than they pay attention to others. So for sport, we pay attention more towards sports and trying to capture Warren's energy when it comes to sports and how we all come together. So we pay more attention to like football, basketball. Those are our main two like ones that we focus on the most when it's time for them. And then like we focus on things like theater, and we focus on things like the tailgates and stuff like that, where there's a lot of students participating. But other than that, I guess you could say we evenly or equally like focus on everything. We just pay more attention to the more popular things that more the students know about, because we want to get the things that the students remember and participated in the most inside the book. So
like back to like the jobs and stuff for the Yearbook, because I'm going to add on to this, I forgot. What would you say in your opinion is the hardest?
I would say the hardest job is editing. Going back in, editing things, because we're with Harif Jones. That's like a really big Yearbook company. We have to have things a certain way by a certain time. And the editors, like, they go through a lot because they got to make it in by that deadline. Like, not 11:59, not 11:58, not even 12 o'clock. Like, it has to be done on time perfectly. So that's definitely the hardest job, because you want it to look the way and be acceptable for Harif, and you want to be acceptable for the school, like the principal. You want to be acceptable for the teacher, Mrs. Williams. So
what is you like? What do you mainly?
What do I do?
Yeah, like what do you mainly do in your book?
Well, I have it as an 8th period, so I go to it whenever I can. But I do photography. Like I take photos. I go to the games. I go to theater when they have movies, well, plays, and like their practices. I go to clubs, band, and just snap photos of them, you know, capture the things that they're doing, and then upload them onto the server, and they get onto the yearbook for the people to add them to the pages.
How often do you take pictures?
By myself or for a yearbook?
For a yearbook.
3 times out of the week.
3 times out of the week?
Yeah, we have to. Like, that's a big requirement when you're in your book. Like, you have to be there at least 3 times a week, or try to get there more than once so that things stay on track. But so when I first got in it, like, I went every day, every other day, to see if I had anything to do, if I have anything to do. And I was just in there, like, editing the pictures that I had already took before. because that's how we keep our grade up in there.
So, like, how does the planning go before you go out and take pictures?
It's actually kind of messy. It's kind of, well, in a sense, it's messy but organized. She have everybody on the yearbook, like, email, and she sends us a form, a PDF of, like, all the activities and sports things that's happening this week, and we just got to get in there and tell her which ones we going to do.
So it's like first come, first serve.
Yeah, basically.
That's pretty much how Warren's World is.
Definitely.
I'm not going to lie to you. Hey. But, what's the process you guys go through by taking these pictures and then getting them printed out to the yearbook to distribute to the school?
Okay. When it comes to taking pictures for yearbook, our teacher, Miss Williams, she wants them to be good quality photos. She wants them to be good. She wants them to be great. So 9 times out of 10, I'm following the rules that you follow when you are, like, doing actual photography. Make sure my camera is, like, on the correct things that it needs to be on, like my ISO, my speed for the lens. I also need to make sure my cropping is correct, that I have rule of thirds and everything's equally in the picture. And as long as I get that done, I can, you know, go back into the lab, which is, like, where we do everything, our computers and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then we just upload them. Once you upload them onto the website, you can add them in whenever you want onto any page, however many times you want to. So it's pretty easy.
Do you guys, like, print the yearbooks, or do you guys submit it to the...
Harif?
Yeah. Do you guys submit it to them, and they look over it, and then they'll print the yearbooks and send them to us?
Yeah, that's basically how it is.
That's how it goes?
Yeah, basically, you just...
So what if you guys have all the pictures together and stuff, mm-hmm. and you send them, and they get declined? How do you guys approach that situation?
I feel like the only time they would get declined... Because we don't just send the pictures in. Like, we have to put them on the pages. Like, we literally create the virtual yearbook, and they just print it out the way we want it. So I think the only way it would get declined is if things weren't turned in on time. Because we do have to reach a certain expectation, a certain limit with Harif. It's in a contract, you know. So.
So is this like a... class club, like, you gotta take a class for this, or is it like anybody can join and you can stay after school for it if need be?
I guess you could say it's an academic class, but it's also a club because I don't even have it as like a normal class. I just have it as an eighth period, but I would consider it an academic club because it looks good on your transcript. I get a grade for it also. So it's definitely like in the middle. It's a so-so. But anybody can definitely join. If you want to join, you can just talk to your counselor about it. You can easily get it as an eighth club, like an eighth period club. You come in whenever you want. Or you can get it during the day. Like, she actually has, I think one or two yearbook classes, like, during the school day.
And so are there any requirements for being part of it?
No, you don't have to have a certain GPA. You don't have to have a certain, you know, you don't have to have really anything. You just, the only requirements is you be organized and you be serious about doing the work, because the whole school's, like, memories are, like, dependent on us. If you sign up for your book and you, you know, don't come in and fulfill what you need to do, you know, get your thing done, you messing up. And then the whole school doesn't have a yearbook because the contract got messed up or something. So, not really, but just besides, like, responsibility, a sense of self, really.
Okay, well, that's all the questions I have.
You're listening to 91.1 WEDM, and this is Zoe Fisher from Warren's World. I am here with Leslie and Maddie to talk about Sweeney Todd. So, what is Sweeney Todd all about?
Well, Sweeney Todd is a musical about a demon barber. And that is Sweeney. He got sent away by an evil judge from his wife and his one-year-old daughter. And he's been exiled for like 15 years now. And he comes back for vengeance on the judge and to find his wife.
So I heard that, like, he does a few things with, like, pies, and I've seen it around the school. So what is that all about?
So basically, when he kills these people, he sends them down to his neighbor, Mrs. Lovett, who works downstairs in her pie shop. And she doesn't have enough money to, like, make good meat pies, so she uses the bodies of those who have been murdered and puts them in her pies.
That's disturbing, but okay. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $10. Our show will be in the Pack Auditorium, and you can buy them online on warrenpack.com or buy them up front at the box office.
What time does it start, and, like, what are the dates?
All right, so Sweeney Todd is showing next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday all have shows at 7, and Saturday has an additional show at 2 o'clock.
I remember you guys doing that last year with the one thing. How do you guys think it'll be different from last year to this year? Like, is there any advancements or...
One thing that we haven't really done before, at least I haven't done, is we have a two-story set. Last year for Into the Woods, we just had, like, a few platforms around, and then we had, like, set pieces that would, like, fly in from the ceiling. But Sweeney Todd is, like, completely, like, two-story. It has, like, the baker shop. It has Sweeney's shop. It has the mansion. We have some little set pieces for additional scenes. But it's probably going to be really crowded backstage, but there's just a lot that we have added from last year.
Yeah, you also left out the fact that it spins around.
Oh, it does. It spins.
Really?
The
yeah.
It spins around.
That's cool.
It's like we wanted to make like this two-story set, but we didn't want to make it so big that we couldn't do anything with it. It just kind of stood there. So we put the pie shop in the front, and then upstairs would be Sweeney's barbershop. And we push this platform that has the bakery on it. So we push it backstage, and then we spin the entire thing. And then it's the mansion and then Joanna's bedroom.
So how has, like, the practices been going?
Rehearsal's been going smooth. Us as techies haven't been at many except recent ones. Like, this Saturday is our biggest rehearsal where we put our tech cues together with their blocking and stuff like that, because next week is show, so it quickly approached on us.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. So who are the actors in the play or the musical?
Our leads are played by Rashawn Stewart and Nakira Tillman. They play Sweeney Todd and Miss Lovett. And then we also have Toby, played by Mia Stewart.
Nate Myers, the Beatle.
Yeah.
Daniel Dorsey, mm-hmm. the judge. Mm-hmm.
That's like lead. Oh, Ashton Kester plays Anthony, and Joanna is played by Sarah Shuffett.
So what do you like about this show?
I personally like the show because it's really tech heavy. I had to make like 38 handmade pies, and that took up a lot of my time. And then I made his knives. I made the beach scene that happens later. And I like the set. It's really heavy. We had to build it even though we weren't part of like the set building. But it looks really nice. I was kind of worried at the start, but now it's all like getting put together.
That's good.
I think what I really like about Sweeney Todd is that it's different than any show I've done here at Warren, just because it's such a unique musical. And like she said about, we have such a different set than I've ever worked on. And I feel like we have a really good cast. And once every part comes together, like yesterday they had their first rehearsal with the pit, which plays the live music. And it honestly did sound so good. And I feel like once we put every piece together, the tech, the music, and the actors, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited because I think I might come. I don't know. I have a race that day or the next day at Sunday.
Yeah.
I might come. I don't know. We'll see.
We hope to see you.
Yeah.
We got 4 shows.
Yeah. I mean, that's
better come to one of them.
Yeah. Well, that's all we have time for here for Warren's World. So thank you, Maddie and Leslie, for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you later. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.